This is
this
for
is,
a better life.
For a better life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته My dear sisters and brothers from all around the world You are listening to a new episode for a better life I hope you're all doing well This is Beta, I'm a student And I'm really interested in Islamic topics Especially in ethicals and morals issues I'm so honored to be your host for today's episode And you know this session Nowadays, we are living in a world that is full of people claiming to be dedicated to ethics and morals, you know. But as you know, deep in this world, when you are thinking about other people's behavior, you will understand that nobody is actually perfect. And we are human, and as you know, human is to err, so we don't actually expect anyone to be perfect. But the thing is, when you claim to be perfect, this is another story. You know what? Because a human being is like, okay, I want to show myself better than what exactly I am. They want to, you know, discuss about some profound philosophical theories that only stump the human intellect. And this is not what we want in this session. For example, you know, a human being is just seeking for an answer to many unnecessary discussions, to many unnecessary questions with regard to the human character, such as, you know, the identification of human souls or something like that. For example, they ask whether our soul is created or eternal, or are good morals earned or gifted, or some questions like that, which maybe comes to your mind too. And, you know, it's something natural to have this kind of question in your mind. But today, in this episode, our aim is to present the practical examples of the perfect morals of our holy imams and encourage your dear listeners to walk in their footsteps. So, I want you to have a short break, then we'll come back and talk about this topic more and more. Stay tuned.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes. And we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we'd paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves, we're just lying. Oh, I'm with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
Welcome back to this episode of Today You're Listening to For a Better Life. As you know, just as man is created from four elements, the basics of ethical values are also four. That I want to count them. They are wisdom, chastity, justice, and valor. I'm going to talk about the affection in our holy imams that is somehow really tangible. And, you know, it is touching our souls that they are so affectionate about the beloved creature. What is the reason? As you know, we're human beings with many emotional aspects. A more interesting topic, an aspect of morals called affection for fellow creatures. We are all human beings with the same emotions, with the same aspects of persona and something like that. So we all have some feelings towards each other, which can be good or bad. These feelings can be hatred, can be love, can be anything that you have felt in your whole life. But the thing is, when you go and study through the way our Ami and our Imams lived, you know, in the past, you'll understand that they were really affectionate about other creatures, other people in the society. It was like, okay, I'm gonna consider all the good things that will help other people, even if it means that I have to suffer from some sufferings in this road. Maybe this question comes to your mind that, okay, why should one person live in a way to suffer or something like that for other people? What could be the reason? Why I'm not like that? Why I'm so selfish? I'm not going to answer all of your questions because I'm here to turn on your mind. There is a dark fact about us as human beings, that is, interactions with other people. We are searching for some benefits. I just don't want to generalize this fact about all the people, but we're all humans and we have a lot in common. You know what? But this affection is somehow different in holy imams. Right now, we're gonna go for a break. We'll come back soon. Stay tuned.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is For a Better Life. I'm just talking about the affection towards creatures by the holy imams. You know what? I just told you that there is a dark fact in our lives that we all do something just for some special benefits. What is the reason of this? It is that we are somehow selfish in our lives or something like that. But this affection was only for the sake of Allah when it comes to Aimee and holy imams. And neither any show-off nor any personal gain is present in it. You know what, seeing the hardship of every Muslim, they felt, somehow greatly hurt and tried their best to remove it. Most of the time, they themselves had to suffer hardships in this regard, but they bore it willingly. But as a human being, there are many questions in our mind that what could be the reason of this non-profit affection towards fellow creatures? Let me give you an example of this no-end ocean of affection in our holy imams. When the verse, "Oh, you who believe," when you consult the apostle, then offer something in charity before a consultation, was revealed, the Prophet told Ali, assalamu alaikum, go and command those people to pay charity. How much did I ask them to pay? Asked Ali. 1 dinar, replied the Prophet. Ali said, they're unable to pay this much. 1/2 dinar, said the Prophet. They cannot even pay this much, said Ali. The Prophet said, 1 grain of gold. Ali said, maybe they cannot even afford this much. The Prophet said, oh Ali, you're very kind to the people. All right, tell them to give only 1 dirham. Amir al-Mu'minin used to say, the reduction in this command was due to me. It really touches my soul when these precious teachers of all time can be this kind towards other people. What is your opinion about another story? These are the lessons we have to study in our lives. Nothing more, nothing less. And you know what? They are the best teachers of all time. They study their lives for a better life. During the course of Imam Ali's caliphate, Amir al-Mu'minin saw an old woman carrying a load of food grain on her back. She was out of breath due to her weakness. He moved forward and took the load on his shoulders, carried it to her house. This is one of other stories, another story that really touches my soul about this affection towards fellow creatures. The thing is, you're responsible towards anything you are surrounded by. But being affectionate toward them is a different level of responsibility that we have to try to grow in our souls and personalities. As you know, we're running out of time, and I want to just tell you that be responsible towards other people, other creatures, and try to be affectionate towards them. Before everything, you have to be affectionate about yourself, and then other people will be affected by your affectionate feelings, by your emotions too. That was all for today's episode. I wish you just enjoyed all this, and I leave you in the warm embrace of Allah. May He protect and bless you with all His blessing. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
every grain of sand in every desert land.
He knows
every shade of palm,
every closed hand.
He knows
every sparkling tear
on every eyelash.
He knows
every thought I have
and every word I share.